Every 5 years, Congress has to renew a gigantic spending package. We're not talking about defense spending. This is the Farm Bill, the hundreds of billions in government spending that sets the stage for our food and farming systems. But with no agreement over the debt ceiling and pressure from Republicans to cut spending, some members of Congress are looking to the Farm Bill as a place to make those cuts. Ex-Caret Nunez of Harvest Public Media explains what's in the Farm Bill and how it affects most Americans.
Okay, you're not a farmer. So what does the Farm Bill have to do with you? Turns out, quite a bit.
Anybody who eats or wears clothes that are generated from natural fibers is actually touched by the Farm Bill.
That's Amy Hagerman, an agriculture and food policy specialist for Oklahoma State University Extension. She says this Farm Bill is predicted to cost about $709 billion over the next 5 years. The most expensive ever. Some Republican lawmakers want to cut spending in Farm Bill programs and are using the debt ceiling as leverage.
There's a lot that happens behind the scenes to negotiate a Farm Bill.
Of the bill's 12 sections, called titles, lawmakers are likely to focus on what costs the most. We'll start with the nutrition title, which is the biggest piece of the Farm Bill pie, with about 85% of its cost. That includes the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, which helps more than 40 million low-income Americans buy groceries. Jonathan Koppus is the Director of Agriculture Policy at the University of Illinois. He says cutting SNAP is a priority for some Republican lawmakers this Farm Bill cycle.
If budget's driving our whole discussion, then we're looking around for big numbers to cut. And this is a big number, so it gets the first focus on cutting.
One way Republicans want to cut spending on SNAP is by adding more work requirements. Koppus says this fight between lawmakers isn't new.
The work requirements discussion that we hear about is rooted in this kind of mindset that somehow these policies are motivating people not to work.
Democratic lawmakers are against making cuts to SNAP, saying it hurt families that need assistance the most. Next up is crop insurance. It's the second most expensive title, accounting for 7% of Farm Bill spending. Farmers can purchase the insurance to protect against losing crops to natural disasters like drought or storms. But it only covers crops like corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton. Very few fruit and vegetable farms get coverage. Patrick Westhoff is the director of the University of Missouri's Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute. He says he expects discussions about covering additional crops like lettuce and strawberries, but that would cost money.
They're trying to find ways to make that a more affordable process, to make it easier to get those programs established even for some products that don't have as high of a value of production as some of the major crops.
And while some farmers are happy with the current crop insurance program, Westhoff says others are pushing lawmakers to strengthen it for farmers that have lost crops to extreme weather events in recent years. Then we have commodities, the third most expensive title. It provides subsidy payments to farmers that grow certain crops like corn, soybeans, wheat, and cotton, and makes up less than 5% of Farm Bill spending. When the price of a commodity crop drops below a certain threshold, farmers are paid the market price for that specific commodity. But Westhoff says some farmers want lawmakers to raise those market prices to keep up with inflation.
So we have relatively high prices for most agricultural products today. So under current policies, the commodity title will spend very little money in the current year.
Westhoff also says some lawmakers and farmer advocacy groups argue the commodities title only benefits large farms, similar to the conservation title, which is the last major title we'll look at today. Conservation covers programs that encourage farmers to use practices that improve soil health and water quality. But Koppus of the University of Illinois says climate change will be at the center of lawmakers' conversations when it comes to the conservation title. The Inflation Reduction Act invested $20 billion into conservation programs, but Koppus says it's unknown how that will play a role in Farm Bill discussions.
This really historical investment from the Inflation Reduction Act around climate change is something we've not ever seen to that degree outside of the Farm Bill debate.
So what happens next? Historically, each Farm Bill has been a bipartisan effort, But Kappas says he expects it will be particularly difficult for Congress to pass a farm bill this year. If Congress doesn't pass a new version by September 30th, the best case scenario, he says, is they vote to extend the current farm bill for another year. For Here and Now, I'm Xcaret Nunez.